From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A noted Caribbean economist shares a different view on the proposed Caribbean Court of Justice. Some Haitian opposition parties welcome the U.S. troop withdrawal, but a Caribbean professor sounds a warning. And hundreds of thousands of revelers savor the final Notting Hill Carnival in London this century. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean community leaders at their most recent summit in Port of Spain agreed on a regional court of justice to replace Britain's Privy Council. That decision came at a time when some governments, most notably Trinidad and Tobago, were moving to reintroduce hanging as the penalty for convicted murderers. This may have led to the belief among some Caribbean people that the court was being established with hangings in mind. But as Lou Smith reports from St. George's, a leading Caribbean academic shares a different view.
The noted Caribbean economist, Grenadian Sir Alistair McIntyre, says there is an even more important function for the court. Responding to a question from this correspondent, Sir Alistair said that if a country fails to implement a decision taken at heads of government level, it could be taken before the regional court if its failure proves to be an impediment to the trade of another country or business.
A lot of people pay a lot of attention to the Caribbean court in relation to hanging. It is true that that's it. But the major thing of the Caribbean